Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and I'm thankful you've joined us for Happy and Whole in Him. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I'll confess it feels odd that Thanksgiving is already on the doorstep. 2020 has been a vivid blur. Vivid in that we've faced death, fear, anger, isolation, and so much more. And it's been a blur, like I'm not sure how we got here already. And now it's time to give thanks? Which may seem hard to do. Paul helps us in Colossians 4:2 when he writes, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving." I'm glad that this call to prayer and thanks comes to us from the Apostle Paul. You see, Paul's not sitting on a cushy seat in an ivory tower when he writes that we're supposed to be grateful. Paul's imprisoned at this moment, which is nothing new to him. Everywhere Paul goes, he seems to end up getting another beat down. Paul's been whipped, stoned, insulted, misunderstood everywhere he goes, and all because he wants to share the good news of Jesus with folks who need to know that there is hope in this world that can be found in Him. If you receive this prison letter that encourages you to be thankful and to continue to pray, you'd probably find it ironic that a guy in chains is taking up the role of being your gratitude coach. And Paul does this for multiple churches. Read his letters, they're filled with thanksgiving. We see in Paul that circumstances do not dictate your ability to be thankful. And I'd guess you probably know folks who are well off, and yet they're tremendously unhappy. My friends, we have a choice about how we want to live. And I think it helps us to consider the godliest folks that we know, because we'll find that they impact the world by their ability to find gratitude even in unpleasant circumstances. I was reminded of this yesterday when I asked my daughter to pick out a new book for us to read, and to my delight, she chose a book about Corrie ten Boom. Corrie ten Boom was a Dutch woman who was sent to the prison camp Ravensbrück with her sister Betsy because her family got caught helping the Jews during Hitler's regime. There's this moment early on when Corrie is lying on her filthy bunk mattress and she feels a sharp pain in her leg. And she realizes her bed is infested with fleas. And she yells at Betsy, "How can we live in such a place?" And not receiving an immediate answer, she looks over and sees Betsy has been praying. And then Betsy exclaimed, "He's given us an answer." And she pulls out her little pocket Bible, turns to 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18, and she reads, "Rejoice always. Pray constantly and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus." Like Paul, Betsy had discovered that we are to be devoted to prayer and giving thanks in all circumstances. And she then coaches Corrie to give thanks as well. Tomorrow we will be giving thanks, but it's going to have to be different. Many of us have been used to giving thanks for our health, for our abundance, for family and friends being able to gather together safely, but here we are, trying to figure out the new normal. So let us look to the example of those who've gone before, and let us devote ourselves to pray for those who are isolated this year, for those who are in the hospital right now, for the medical workers who are fatigued, and for those who will be looking at empty chairs. In the same way that our whole society has had to press pause, let us press pause this Thanksgiving and lift up prayers to God. And then let us remember that we always have reason to be thankful. Yes, our world remains a broken place filled with broken people, but God cared enough that He initiated the greatest rescue mission in human history, and He sent His own Son, Jesus, right into our mess. And Jesus took the worst circumstances that could be dished out, even death itself, and He conquered it. And this changes everything. That is why we can sing the wonderful old hymn this Thanksgiving, "Now Thank We All Our God." I encourage you to look it up if you don't know it. It was written by Martin Rinkert. He was a pastor back in the 1600s who knew something about plague. A plague had hit Europe so bad that by 1637 he was the only surviving pastor in Saxony. During that year, Pastor Martin conducted up to 50 funerals a day, including that of his beloved wife. And it was in those circumstances that Pastor Martin penned this hymn that has blessed Christians for many centuries since. So let's be coachable this year and practice prayer and thanksgiving. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we come to you with thankful hearts for all you have done in sending your beloved Son to die that we might have eternal life. And more, that we're now able to take up his work in our day for the good of our neighbors. We pray for our neighbors this Thanksgiving season, especially those who are suffering during this plague. We pray that you'll grant them relief, healing, patience, grace, and peace. And we cry out from the land of the dying that you might transfer more souls into the land of the living. May they too give you thanks as they discover that our only comfort in life and death is to belong body and soul to our faithful Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray this in his name. Amen.